Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Moving straight from there to the Northwest province and Northwest universities, our own Professor Andre Duvanaga. Good morning, Prof, and tell me how you're doing.
Good morning, Shafat. No, I am fine, ready to talk to you about the politics of the day and the headlines of the week.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking at the Citizen and I can't believe what I'm reading here. It says a white Limpopo farmer appeared in court on Thursday for shooting and wounding an African woman he claimed he mistook for a hippo, police said. I mean, what's going on in this country, Prof? The hunters can't see the difference between a human being and an animal, Prof?
But yes, I don't know what was the conditions and the circumstances there, but something seriously wrong there. And, you know, one of the big problems is in a country where there's a complete lack of order and stability. Strange things are happening. But yes, I think that was a mistake. And that guy is going to pay probably for the rest of his life for that. And I don't know if it was a deliberate incident or it was an accidental shooting, but these type of things happen. Sometimes people are doing very irresponsible things. Also in the hunting fields, I know some of my friends in the Kalahari many years ago, they shoot at each other and that type of thing. So yes, these things are happening sometimes in the hunting environment, but I think this was a criminal incident, and it needs to be thoroughly investigated.
Yeah, I believe in the army, you know, when they make a mistake and they shoot at each other, they say, oh, that was a friendly fire. I mean, I think that is more of a paranoid fire than a friendly fire. We'll move away from the Prof and look at our good friend, Carl Niehaus. And Carl Niehaus, he claims that there was a plot to kick him out of the MK Veterans Conference. And he said, those people, why did they have COVID testing and all that? And he goes on to talk about mostly whites were testing him. And the organizers of the function said, no, this is not true. It was a multiracial party that did the testing. And the private company that did that COVID-19 testing. Niehaus talk, white, black. Why is he even fanning the flame? He sounds like how these populist parties are, Prof.
Yeah, well, Shafat, he is a very, very controversial figure, probably the most controversial figure at the moment in the whole of South Africa, if you ask me to make an assessment. So, what he is doing is absolute opportunistic politics, but it seems as if increasingly he is going to the side to be sidelined. They are working him out of all the systems, and I'm reading this as part of the bigger tendency to marginalize the Zuma support line. And I think we have reached a critical point where the Zuma group, at least within the structures of the ALC, is not going to be that influential. I think the role of Carl Niehaus is a role that is playing itself out increasingly, and I think in a year or two time, there won't be a role for him in politics anymore. But that he's a very controversial figure, that is indeed the case. I am not that sure, and I mentioned it to you in the past, that he is probably part of this bigger patterns of instability in the country, and we need to watch that very, very carefully, because there are circumstances that is promoting instability and violence, and that is the type of thing that he is associating himself with.
And you look at the state capture report, a serious indictment on Ramaphosa and members of the cabinet. So says the DA. Do you agree with them, Prof?
Yes, I agree with that. I've read and I already commented on some of the Zondercommission's report. It's clear that the responsible group is the ANC government, and the ANC didn't have the oversight and control the process. In fact, they benefited from the process. And if you can believe Judge Zondo, and people are talking in high regard with Judge Zondo, not as a result of his leadership with the Zondo Commission, but over his career's time, I think with him in charge, there's definitely going to be action, and it will be very, very interesting to see how President Ramaphosa is going to deal with the Zondo Commission and the findings of the Zondo Commission, and specifically certain individuals within the ANC. What will also be interesting, how he will deal with people that is in his camp that may be associated with crime and criminal activity related to state capture. And although not completely in his camp, but at times close to him, is the name of Gwenny Mantashe. And it would be very interesting to see how he will deal with the type of Gwenny Mantashe figures in South African politics in the future. But I think all of this will play itself out in the next 6 months. If Ramaphosa is going to make it, and it seems at the moment that he is the most likely candidate to become president, I believe there will be strong action in terms of the Zondo Commission, and hopefully that is the case.
You know, you talk about Chief Justice Zondo, he also said that, you know, the situation themselves are rough. I mean, someone that was appointed by CR, and how do you think Cyril Ramaphosa has reacted to this outburst of Chief Justice Zondo, Prof?
Well, I haven't heard Mr. Ramaphosa saying anything. It is his general style to be very, very quiet and to deal with problems behind the scene. But I think at the moment, if I was his tactical advisor, I would just tell him to leave it there and let the judge create the necessary momentum, because that momentum will on another level create the space that Ramaphosa is going to need to fight his political battles against opponents like the Magashules and the Zumas and the Tony Yengenis and all these type of people. So I think that maneuver is for Ramaphosa very important. So I'm expecting him to play low. And we have seen in the past that when it comes to these type of things, he's standing back and he's waiting for the state / legal processes going its way, and when it's becoming politically critically, he may give a low-key comment on it, but generally not reacting in full force to these type of things.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.